Hey there. What are you doing? I mean, I could see what you're doing. You're floating in the middle of the sea, obviously. I just thought it was a little weird. Wouldn't a human like you drown? Eventually, anyway. I know you guys really can't swim for too long, and well, the nearest shore is pretty far away. And I've never seen a human with gills, so I'm pretty sure you'd drown. Yeah, you look like you're going to drown out here to me. Or die of dehydration, maybe. There's that, too. Or there's also sharks! Sure, I can help you. Here, cling on to me. There we go. I'm a very good swimmer, so you don't have to worry. I'm a mermaid, after all. I can swim more easily than you humans can even walk. At least I think. I don't exactly walk, so I'm kind of out of my depth here when talking about that. But speaking of depth, fun fact. From here, it's about 3 kilometers to the seafloor. That's pretty deep. Oh, you don't look like you found that fact fun. In fact, you don't look like you're having fun at all. You're even shivering. Are you cold? Do you have hypothermia? Is the water that cold to you? It's not too cold for me at all. Or is there another reason you're shaking? Are you scared of me? Is that why you're shaking? If you're cold, then cling on to me tighter, because I'm warm. But if you're shaking because you're scared of me, then why would you be scared of me? You humans are always so scared of me. The sailors always have such pale faces when they see me. I just wanted to say hello, but they always sail away. I don't mean any harm. I'm not a siren. I can't even sing. I'm so sick and tired of it. I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not going to eat you or anything like that. So why are you all always so scared? But if you're scared of me, then I can understand if you want to be away from me. If you're scared of me, then I can leave you alone. I can leave you in the middle of the sea, all by yourself. Are you scared of me? Would you like that? Right, of course. There's no way you'd be afraid of little old me. I saved you, after all. That settles it. You're just shaking because you're a little cold, is all. So like I said, cling to me more. It'll help keep you warm. But this is really so refreshing. I've never met a human who isn't afraid of me. I think the people around here must only know of sirens. Though you must be an exception, obviously. I'm so glad I saved you. Say, how did you end up in the middle of the sea all by yourself anyway? Usually you humans will have, you know, a boat. A mutiny? Oh, then I assume that's how you got that cut? It's still bleeding a little, and I'd love to help, but, well, there's not much I can do for you out here. I'll have to get you to land as soon as possible. The blood might attract predators. But don't worry, I'm a fast swimmer. Good thing for you that I'm not a predator. But you poor thing. I can't believe they threw you overboard like that. That was so cruel of them. But hey, I know how cruel humans can be. They don't even want to get close to me. Not like you, of course. You're clinging to me so tightly. I love it. No one has ever clung to me like this before. Not any human. Not even any mermaid. We aren't very social creatures, to be completely honest. But this is really just so lovely. I've never felt so needed like this before. I just can't begin to explain how good it feels. You need me so badly. You're stranded in the middle of the sea. You can't swim very well, especially not with that cut, which is going to attract sharks and who knows what else. And it could be infected for all we know. You're lucky I have a bit of medical knowledge. You need me for that too. And even if you could swim and you had the energy and all that, you're completely lost, aren't you? But I know where to go. You can rely on me. All you need to do is rely on me. I honestly love this feeling of being relied on. I think I want to feel like this all of the time. And so you know what? I think I will. I think I'll keep you. Yes, that's right. I'm going to keep you. Sorry, I know I'm moving really fast here. I mean, I haven't even told you my name yet. And I don't even know yours. But that's okay. What's important is that you're mine. As long as you're mine, I'll take care of you. I'll get you out of the water. I'll get you onto this little island nearby. Well, to be honest, it's so small I'm not sure if it even qualifies as an island. But it'll be better for you there. There isn't enough food there to support you, but that's okay. I'll hunt for you. I'll bring you all your food. That way, you can rely on me and need me even more. You'll have to see me every day if you want your food. You'll never be able to go without me. I love it. I just love thinking about it. You'll be truly mine. But that's okay. I think you'll enjoy being mine. I'll be taking care of you after all. And since you're mine, maybe I should even give you a name? Oh, wouldn't that just be the cutest thing ever? Oh, we could think of one together. What's with that look? You're looking at me like I'm a monster. I already told you I'm not a siren. And I'm most definitely not a monster. Is it the name thing? Fine. You can keep your old name if you want. See how nice I am to you? I saved your very life, after all. I'm like a saint. So why are you looking at me like I'm a monster? That can't be right. I saved you. So I'm sure you must love me, right? You have to love me. I've been so lonely. The sailors don't even say hello. And there aren't that many mermaids, you know. And the ones I do find aren't particularly friendly either. You're the only one who has ever needed me. If you hate me, then you can leave me at any time. I can leave you here, right now. Would you like that? But I know you don't hate me, right? I'm sure you love me, because I'm the only one who can care for you. So tell me, do you hate me, or do you love me? That's right. Of course you love me. You couldn't even think of hating me. I haven't done anything wrong after all. Quite the contrary. If anything, I've done everything right. I'm taking you to safety, I'm going to tend to your wounds, I'm going to feed you, and I'll even give you lots and lots of love. You're pretty lucky, actually. Not all of us can be fortunate enough to be loved. I, of all people, should know that. You know me, big scary monster. Not that I'm a monster, but you know what I mean. But it's fine. You don't have to worry about anything anymore. Thanks to me, all your worries will go away. Our future together will be complete. You know, the island I'm taking you to doesn't even have a name. Maybe we should give it one? To celebrate our romance. We could call it Love Island, or Heart Island, or Destiny Island, or something. I'm actually pretty embarrassed thinking about giving it sappy names like that. But I just love you that much. So I want to commemorate our love, even if it's sappy. I just love you so much. I love thinking about our future together. Like all the food I'll be feeding you. Oh, I wonder what you'd like to eat. Do you like crabs? Do you like tuna? How do you feel about eels? Or seaweed? I can get you whatever you want, sweetheart. All to make you happy being mine. You know, I've never had to feed anyone else before. No one would care if I didn't hunt for them. But now? Well, you'd starve without me now. It makes me very happy. It makes me feel like I have a place in life. That's what you've given me. So thank you. Thank you for loving me. And of course, I know you love me. You're clinging to me like I'm your only hope in the world. Well, I guess I really am your only hope in the world, though. Because after all, your very life depends on me. But still, it's lovely. You're lovely. You know, I can't remember the last time I ever touched someone. When was it? Who was it? It must have been my mother long ago, I think. But now I finally have you. I have you all to myself. And even when we get to the island, I'll still be able to enjoy you clinging to me. We can still hug later even after we get to the island, right? I'm saving you from drowning out here. I'm saving you from all the sharks that are probably tracking the scent of your blood right now. I'm saving you from exhausting yourself out here in the water to the point that you wouldn't even be able to put up a fight against even the most pathetic predator. So the least you can do is be a good little human and hug me, don't you think? Of course! Of course you'll be hugging me! You love me, after all.
Because you're mine.